Sachet Bamitzia Paradal Mishnah Tet. Elu Dvar Shein Lahem Ona. The following thing, the Din Ona does not apply to them. Ona is that when somebody is buying an object, if he overpays a sixth, or if somebody is selling an object and undercharges a sixth, this is called Ona, and he can demand that the other party return that sixth to him. Ha'avodin, b'ha'staros, b'ha'karkos, b'ha'hegdeshus. If somebody sells servants, or loan contracts, or real estate, or redeemed hegdit from the givor, the din ona does not apply, and even if he overpays, he cannot have that amount returned to him. Ein lehen tashlume kefo, v'lo tashlume arba v'chamisha. If a ganav steals, avodin, staros, karkos, or hegdeshus, he does not have to pay kefo, he only has to pay the principal, he doesn't have to pay double. And also, if somebody steals a short or theft from Hegdish and shechts it or sells it, he does not have to pay Arba v'chamisha, four or five times the amount. He only has to pay Hegdish, the principal. Shomer chinam eino nishba v'nosei zachar eino mishal. A shomer chinam is somebody who is guarding an object without receiving compensation. If that object is stolen or lost, the shomer chinam does not have to pay the owner of the object the value of the object, but he does have to take a shvur that he was not posheh, that he was not at fault, as if he was posheh, he would have to pay. And the Mishnah is telling us that a shomer chinam that is guarding avadim, staros, karkos, or hekdeshos, he does not have to take a shvur, even if the object is lost or stolen. As the din is that no shvurs are ever taken on avadim, staros, karkos, or hekdeshos. The reason why the Mishnah mentions the shvur of a shomer chinam is because this shvur is mentioned explicitly in the Torah. And the Mishnah continues that a nosei sachar would not have to pay if he is guarding avadim, staros, karkos, or hekdeshos, and the object is lost or stolen. Normally, a nosei sachar, somebody who is receiving compensation for guarding it, would have to pay the value of the object to the owner. But in these cases, he would not have to pay. And also, the din is that a shomer chinam who is guarding one of these objects and was posheh, he was at fault, even though normally a shomer chinam would have to pay in that case, if he is guarding one of these things, he is patur from paying. Rabbi Shimon, I'm your cousin through Chayabach Reusum, Yet Lehen Ona. Usheino Chayabach Reusum, Ein Lehen Ona. Rabbi Shimon says, cousin that he is responsible to replace, the Din Ona does apply to them, but cousin that he is not responsible to replace, the Din Ona does not apply to them. The Din is that if somebody makes a netter, he says, Hare Alai Ola, he takes upon himself to bring an Ola to the Beit HaMikdash, and then he goes ahead and is Makdish an animal to be used as that Ola. He is responsible to replace that animal if it gets lost and bring in different animals in Ola, since he made a netter that he would bring an Ola. This is called Kachem Shu Chayabach Reusum, and it is considered his since he is responsible to replace it if it gets lost, so it doesn't have a regular din of Hegdis, and the din Ona would apply to it. And also the din of Tashlume Kepo and Tashlume Arba V'Chamisha would apply to it. If a Ganav steals it, he would pay Kepo, and if he shechted or sells it, he would pay Arba. The Chamisha doesn't have a regular din of Hegdish, but if he is not responsible to replace the animal, then the din Ona does not apply to it. It has a regular din of Hegdish. That is a case where somebody does not make a netter, he just separates an animal to be used as a korban, and is magdishik, he is not responsible to replace this animal if it gets lost, since he didn't make a netter, so it has a regular din of Hegdish. Rabbi Huda, I'm a hafa meicher sefer Torah behema markolis. Rabbi Huda says, also somebody that sells a sefer Torah, an animal, or a jewel, the din ona does not apply to them. The reason is these objects are considered invaluable. A sefer Torah is invaluable, and an animal and a jewel is also considered invaluable, since sometimes a person wants a specific behemoth or margolis and is willing to pay much more than the real value. So since they don't have a set price, the din ona does not apply to them. Amru lo amru elas elu chachamim, responded to Rabbi Yehuda that the chachamim only said that these things that we mentioned earlier in the Mishnah, avadim, staros, and karkos, and hekdeshos, only those, the din ona doesn't apply to them, as we learn all of those from a pasuk, but sefer Torah, behemah, margolis, which we do not learn from a pasuk, the din ona does apply to them. Mesachet Bamitzia Paradalim Mishnah Yud, Kishen Sho Ona Bamekah Humemker, Kach Ona Bidvarm. Just like there is Din Ona by buying and selling, that you are not allowed to overcharge or underpay your friend, so too there is Ona with words. You are not allowed to pain your friend with words that hurt. As the Pasuk says, Velo Tonu Ish Et Amiso V'Yareza Me'Elokecha, Chazal tell us that this pasuk is referring to onas varm. You should not pain your friend with words. And the pasuk says, "V'yareitem elokecha yishafir from Hashem." As even if you try to convince yourself and your friend that you do not mean harm with your words, Hashem knows your true intention. That's why it says, "V'yareitem me'alokecha." Lo yomer lo bekamache v'zeh v'hu einaroita lika. If your friend is selling an object, you should not ask your friend how much does this object cost if he has no intention of buying it from his friend. This is onas varm. Im haya about tshuva lo yomer lo chor ma'asecha harishonim. If your friend is about tshuva, you should not say to your friend, "Remember how you used to act." This is also onas varm. Im hu ben gerim lo yomer lo chor ma'asei avosecha shenemar v'ger lo tana. If your friend is the son of Gerim, you should not say to your friend, "Remember how your fathers used to be." As the pasuk says that a ger you should not pain or afflict. And there is a special law that you are not allowed to pain a ger besides the regular law that you are not allowed to pain anybody who is Israel.